Kai Umob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boolu and the surrounding waters of the Derwul Yerrigan our home. I've recently started waxing my legs.
I'm sorry.
I was like, I've started waxing my legs.
This podcast is like our baby, mm-hmm. our sister, hopefully.
Ooh, I feel like I'm falling in love with you every day.
Chill out.
I'm telling you, Mob, when I first met IJ, like we took hours.
Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast.
A show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned. It's IJ.
And Charlene.
And welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
How do you feel? How's life been, IJ? Like, I feel like I haven't caught up with you in ages.
Charlene left us for the big smokes.
Shut up. I went to Sydney, guys. I promise you it was nothing like the big smokes they make it out to be. But
I've been chockers. I'm a trimester student, so I've been at uni crying. I had a mock trial. A bunch of things. I'm moving house.
Oh my gosh, exciting.
It is exciting, but it's very stressful.
It must be.
You don't realize how much.
You started packing or have you finished? Like, what are you up to with packing?
It's more sitting there and like
contemplating packing.
Yeah. It's like, hey, where do I start?
Oh no.
It's a lot of thinking.
Yeah.
I've done my clothes. I have an insane amount of clothes.
Oh,
I
yeah,
did not
I feel
realize
you.
How many clothes I had.
Oh,
how
shoot.
All those clothes fit on the one body.
Are you like thinking about giving them to like a local op
no,
shop?
No, yeah.
Like, what's the?
I've been doing piles and piles
oh,
and piles.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh my god. For the record, something's wrong with my throat. I'm not even sick.
No, it's okay. Hey, you can't tell. You're doing a good job. But if you need to cough, like, feel free to.
This
like,
is a cough-free space. What is it? A safe space.
A safe space for coughs. Yeah, like do it. For that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
moving
that's good.
Is stressful. But I'm moving from very far south to like. Basically near where we record, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like 10 minutes away. So my life is going to be so much easier.
It's going to be so easy commuting. You're near the city.
I literally leave for things like an hour or an hour and a half early to be on time.
To be on time.
Because traffic is so bad and I have to come from so far.
Oh, Kwinana. Yes. You go on Kwinana, don't you?
Yeah. The whole freeway, basically.
Oh, yuck. Oh, my God. That is like...
It's not the vibe. And my car is suffering because all those kilometres are getting tracked up, literally just going to work. But I'm excited.
So you're going to be close by. That's so
good. I'm going to be a north side girl. I don't vibe with that.
I'll tell you what.
The whole time I've lived here, I've been south side.
You've been south side actuals?
Yeah.
I feel like the north and south. Okay, look, I've been a north girl my entire life, technically. Like, I've lived in the KGB, if you know what that is. Kundula, Balga, Geraldine. I've lived in so many suburbs in the north that I just feel like I'm so accustomed to everything here that when I go to the south, I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is this place? But nah, I feel like there's just so much to do in the north, so you'll feel so, like...
Yeah.
You'll feel so blessed here.
I'm excited. I feel like there's like a, between the north and south though, there's like a strip, like a line.
Yeah.
That's like kind of in line with the city and that's kind of where I'll fall. And I feel like that's got heaps of cool spots.
Are you talking about like Applecross and all that?
No, I feel like it's even above that.
Oh,
like
I don't know.
It's just like in line with the city.
That's
you know?
Cool.
Like
that's
when you've got like
then.
Stevie Leedy, like
oh,
Claremont,
yeah.
like I feel like it's got good stuff there. And
there's,
I'm like.
No, there are a lot of good spaces in Subi. A lot of good space. Leederville, oh my God, they have so many things. I went there. The other night, there were so many cute cafes. There's so many, like, it's such a nice cafe strip. There's a book cafe or something Ooh. That's opened up. There's so many things going on.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm an avid coffee drinker.
And
our friend Mika lives around my area as well. And there is, seriously, there's nothing. It's so
really?
Bad. Unless you get down with petrol station coffee, which my family do. I don't, but my family do.
So oh, Wide Bean Cafe.
I'm not crapping on you guys if you do, but I don't.
You don't
so
vibe.
I'm excited to drink my coffee, my
find your
roasted ground beans around this new area.
Your Colombian, Puerto Rican roasted ground bean. Like,
and not
something
have, like,
good.
Watered down coffee.
Yeah.
Decaf. Yuck.
No, but it's so exciting. I'm so excited for you. I have recently come back from Sydney after spending 1.5 months.
That was so long.
That was ages, hey. Like, I feel so weird being back in Perth. I feel like my mind is still kind of getting used to the slowness that is Perth. Obviously, like, I've been to Sydney quite a few times, and every time I do come back, I'm still in a slump, so I'm currently feeling that. Today, I made it an effort to actually go to the shops, get new quilt covers, get some skincare, like, get back in the game and not be in my bed. So today was a good excuse to leave the house, not gonna lie. But yeah, like, I felt so, I don't know, I felt so, like, weird. I feel like I've been on the grind so much that my body's so exhausted.
Probably.
But I'll tell you what, guys, I am not a Sydney girl. I am not a Sydney girl. I've come up with this conclusion in my head on the literal 5-hour plane ride home. I'm like, I don't think I'm a Sydney girl. Hey, like,
a
I was
lot
thinking
of people
about
aren't.
It. The coffee's not great. Ooh. Oh, yuck. The coffee was terrible.
You're a matcha girl.
I'm a matcha and chai girl. Even that was terrible. And then when I didn't have the option to get chai or matcha anymore because everything was bad, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to coffee. Maybe the coffee's where it's at. No, it tasted so bad. I was like, I can't. And then on top of that, people have no shame there. I feel like I've spoke about this all the time, but people, like, just don't have shame. Like, you could be walking and, like, you get catcalled. You could be literally wearing anything. Like, the most, I went to Sydney for work, for those wondering. But every time I, like, leave the house, I'm wearing literal, like the most
sweats,
like, even, like, just anything on, and honestly, like, I could care less. People have no shame in, like, saying hi or doing anything. Like, I love that, though. Like, it's so good. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my god, people have no shame here. You can literally do whatever you want, and, like, no one would bat an eye. The trains were terrible. I was stuck in, like, train, like, one thing about Sydney, right? So over here in Perth, like, we can look at our public transport and be like, ew, because, like, who literally catches public transport in Perth?
Girl, you're such a hater.
I'm not a hater.
That's because she lives near the city. Don't worry. All of you have sat on the whole Mandarin train the whole way.
For sure.
I've done that. But it is rank.
It is so rank. It's rank. But compared to Sydney, it's not as fast, right? So, like, in Sydney, though, any minor inconvenience, the trains are shut. And, like, you're just there for, like, 2 hours waiting at the train station for the next line. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is the last thing I want. But I just realized I'm not a Sydney girl. Like, I would not. I've been living there for 1.5 months. Like, it was kind of cute, you know, having my own apartment, getting out the house, and, like, you know, there'd be, like, my local cafe. Like, I lived near the Beaufort Street of Sydney, so, like, everyone was, like, it's called Kirribilli, but, like, I lived on a lane where there was, like, cafes and restaurants, okay. And I found that so freaking cute. But I was just like, no, like, I feel like I would not live there if I had the option to. But other than that, though, it's good to be back home. It's good to be back on country. It's good to be back around my family, around my friends again. I'm still... apologies to those who I haven't made social plans with, because, like, I'm still trying to grasp the fact that I'm back here. But anyways, that's our life recently. Cool. I'm so, like, looking forward to the rest of...
We're on the same, like...
Yeah, wavelength.
the year feels like it's kind of near its end.
It's kind of near its
but
end.
But it is the middle, I think.
Yeah. No, exactly. Smack bang in the middle. Oh, wait, no. Is it? No,
leaning towards the end. But yeah,
yuck.
I'm so excited for summer.
Me too. Oh my god, my birthday's in summer. I'm 21, guys.
Oh my god, that's old.
That's old. It is old. It is old. 21.
Stop. That is.
Old.
I still can't believe you're only 21.
Stop. No, I know. Hey, I don't care at this age. People like telling me, like, whatever, like, 23-year-olds are telling me, girl, stop caring. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But I don't know what to do for my birthday, hey? I'm still trying to figure that out. Everyone's doing 20... I've been invited to so many 21sts that I'm like, everyone has such cool themes. Like,
I feel like you have to present yourself with the question of, like, am I going to, like, spend money and go and do something, like, on my own?
Yeah,
like, go
sure.
on a trip or, like, do an experience for my 21st? Or, like,
do I just want to stay in my bed? And you know what? I'm just going to stay in my bed, to be honest. Like,
that's
really
a good one. That's original.
It's, like, it's going to be summer. My birthday is hot every year. Like, I could not be bothered doing anything. But anyway.
My birthday was on Easter this year. It was so bad because I was, like, sharing a birthday. I didn't vibe with that.
You shared a birthday.
And then they had this stupid, like... fight thing on TV.
Oh, really?
And my brother fully, like, shut the curtains on the house and just put it on the TV.
Wait, is this, like, the boxing match that happened? Yeah. Oh, my God, I remember that.
Whatever on earth that was.
Oh, whatever
my
on
brother,
earth.
My
agree.
Brother ruined
agree.
My birthday with that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What a dog.
So, no,
RJ's brother?
Yeah.
RJ's brother?
Just turned
Come on
17.
Now.
We're coming for you.
Oh, he turned 17.
Oh, my God, this is so separate. I put a photo of my brother on my Instagram story because he came from Broome to Perth.
All right.
I was getting, like, harassed by randoms who, I don't know, must have a crush on me. And they were like, who is this boy on your story? Who is this boy on your story? I was like, that's my brother. Can you tell it's my face on a boy? Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, now we know that's a good way to, like, scare off the hoes.
Really? Just put your brother on your story and you'll lose followers straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what the hell? I don't even know
hilarious.
You. I was getting harassed. And they
funny.
Were like... And because my brother's, like, a big bloke. He's only 16, 17.
Yeah.
Then the follower was like, oh, but you said you were the oldest in your family. And he's bigger than you. I said, I am the oldest. Thank you very much.
I'm just shot.
My brother is 16. Shut your mouth and unfollow me right now.
That's so funny. I can't.
So, PSA, if you want to get rid of any stank little boys, put your brother
on your story. Your tall-ass brother. Your tall-ass brother
and
on your story.
And they'll be shaking in their boots.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I love that so much.
It's so foxy. Yeah, we blessed in the west, no doubt. North to the south, all we're about
is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. It's been so crazy, hey, that I'm like, you know what? What better to do an episode?
This is a chill episode. This is a fun episode.
This is a fun episode. I'm so excited. Are you excited?
I feel like I'm so excited.
We're going to be doing...
Drum roll.
Can
they hear that?
Yeah. I feel like, hey.
Don't get us started because we do this
every
fun
episode.
All the time.
Oh, my God. But
anyways,
we are doing
hot takes.
I'm so excited.
I had to sit there for a minute. When we said hot takes, I was like, yeah, hot takes. But then I'm like, wait, what is that?
What does that mean?
I'm pretty sure it's like another
way of saying
unpopular, controversial opinions.
But, like, I feel like unpopular opinions. No, they're pretty much the same thing, hey? But I feel like hot takes are just straight to the point.
Yeah, true.
It's just like you say your sentence and you're like, not explaining
further. No, I like
that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've seen the first one and I busted out because I didn't write this. And I was like...
No, yours were making me laugh. It was hilarious. We just wrote our hot takes and I, like, was laughing at yours as well. Like, and some of yours was... It's like the good mixture of serious and funny.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure, like, if we were meant to do them, like, how political or, like, serious or, like, do funny ones. Like, I did a mix and you did a mix.
And, like, I think it works. I think it genuinely works. So what we're going to do is going to read them out and then we're going to react to them. Like,
and
I feel like...
share comments.
Share comments and say, what do you think? You know what I mean? So I guess the first one, can't believe we laughed at this. This is one on my mind because I've been seeing it constantly and I'm like, it's 2023.
When you think about it, you see it
a lot more. And you're like, ew. And I see it a lot in, dare I say, black
fellas. They're the main culprits. They are the main culprits.
They're on Facebook with their finger up around.
Stop, literally. I'm sorry. I'm literally crying.
No, you're gagging.
Stop.
Okay, so hot take one. Dear black fellas, or just boys in general, please stop wearing those skinny, saggy blue jeans.
You know the ones with the lines
with
in
the
it?
Lines in it?
And the cuffed ankle.
And the cuffed ankle with either the Vans or like...
If you've got Air Force... Okay. You're doing yourself a disservice, man.
Uh-huh.
If you're wearing those and then you chuck some chunky Air Forces on the bottom with your skinny ankles.
With your skinny ass ankles.
You did that to yourself. That is self-inflicted.
And you're asking for a hate crime. You're asking for
And then
for
they
it.
Stand up. They
oh
stand
my
up
God.
And their whole jocks is hanging out
the back.
And
their whole jocks is... And it's like, what?
Their whole bum.
I don't need to see a whatever the
I
hell
saw
you're wearing
this thing
on me.
And it was like the most powerful change a man can make
is
going from
skinny jeans
to baggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then when they go to baggy, it changes the whole clothes that
it
match
does.
With the pants.
Exactly.
So then their sneaker game goes up.
Yeah,
their
exactly.
sweater game goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're chucking on cargos.
Yeah.
And it's... an improvement. Like,
it's an improvement. It's much more of a... It just makes more sense, hey? And, like, I feel like I'm just not... Yeah, I've been seeing it around everywhere.
I'm sorry.
And they have the audacity to think they get girls. Nah, sit down. Sit down, please. Change them pants. I can't stand it. And, like, I told my brother... And, you know, do you remember the store Ed Harry? Does anyone remember the store Ed Harry? Oh, my God. Our producer is nodding her head. I'm not going crazy. But there was a store called Ed Harry that was, like, every teenage boy's, every, like, 16, 17-year-old or above boys' like fantasy. Like they walk in, they buy those jeans, they buy like a shirt, like a hoodie. They wear like a baggy hoodie with that says literal like Ed Harry on it, or they have like random shirts with like the. It was such a thing that I feel like Ed Harry started. That freaking
you know what kind
trend.
Of those kind of stores what I'm glad is kind of phased out is those black t-shirts with like
oh yeah
drawn photos of like naked women
yeah
remember that way that was a big thing
oh my god
that was a big thing and I'm like glad that we don't do that anymore because
no,
why am I looking
god.
At like big tits on a motorbike like
yeah,
on your shirt I'm trying to get a boost juice
I'm like, just trying to get
sushi like why am I looking at this in the shop there's little kids around
no for sure I don't know people need to like up there I feel like yeah no those yeah, those no. clothing
those
can
skinny
agree.
Jeans I'm sorry they need
yeah,
to go
they need to leave
they're doing you a disservice.
As you
Please,
said.
Listen.
As
it sounds, you said. It sounds like we're being mean, but, like, you're doing yourself a favour. Just burn them.
Exactly.
Like, we need to eradicate those jeans.
We need
Please.
To get rid of them.
Why are, they, why are they so thick? Why is everywhere
why
cuffed?
Is everything
why is there
cuffed?
So many seams in jeans? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's not even real
it's
denim.
It's not even
it's
real
not denim.
Denim. It's jeans.
It's like fake
jeggings.
Denim.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it looks like just, it looks so
With
bad.
The drawstring?
Oh,
the drawstring?
Don't even.
Jeans don't have drawstrings.
And they don't even tie them up. These fellas that wear them don't even use the drawstrings. So, like, they don't even use the drawstrings. They just let it sag. I'm like, you
Saggy
know what?
Saggy bum, skinny ankles.
Skinny
it's not
ankles.
Happening.
We don't need this anymore.
I'm sorry. I love
That's
to
what
hate.
I mean. You see every black fella on Facebook wearing them jeans. And
fingers up.
Fingers
little
up.
Little finger, postcode.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, you mum, come on now.
Midland,
just smile.
666, whatever.
Smile for your nan.
Smile for your nan. Okay, that was the first one. And, like, I feel like that, it gets more crazy for me, trust me. Hot take two. It's okay for black fellas to be atheist or follow another religion other than Christianity, as religion is a justification that gave European powers the right to exploit and harm us. Okay, so this one I came up with, and I wanted to know your opinion too. I feel like I'm not saying Christianity is inherently evil. I've never said that ever. I feel like as black fellas, there's a lot of, in communities as well, there's a lot of discussion, and I know so many friends who are Christian as well who get shunned or shamed for being atheist or not following a religion anymore as a black fella because they just refuse to, you know, be institutionally harassed or like institutionally targeted. Like, I feel like I've noticed that a lot, and I don't know. I'm just curious to know what you think because
no,
I feel like
it's
a
agree.
Straightforward hot take and saying it's okay. Like it's okay.
No,
why do we always
okay.
shame people who are not?
No, it's okay.
Of that
we live in a secular society, first of all, and there's no
yeah.
prescribed or popular like you know religion to Aboriginal people.
Mm-hmm.
And at least what I could say is I was raised Catholic Christian, and I don't particularly identify with that anymore.
Exactly,
and that's fine. I think it's different if you tell this to like old mob who are obviously indoctrinated.
Obviously,
I can like see them and say, "Oh, you were indoctrinated." And
like, I understand what you've had to go through.
You've gone through that, but like, some of them find peace in religion, or they
exactly.
find meaning. And I'm like, you know what?
Exactly.
If that does that for you, that's all good. You
yeah,
keep
for
doing
sure.
that,
but for sure.
I just don't find too much from it. So like,
exactly.
But there's nothing
and that's
wrong
okay.
with that.
That's okay. And one of my closest friends, she always talks about how her family constantly make her feel bad and saying like, go find Christ, go do this, because she just genuinely says like, I don't agree with what has happened to us in the
yeah.
past in terms of what religion has done to us. And I think it's totally okay, and we should not be even inflicting lateral violence against each other, even if we're not following the same religion.
No.
And like, I figure that as well, as being a Muslim indigenous person, like I feel like I'm part of a minority within a minority.
Yeah, true.
And
that.
Like when I tell other black fellas that I'm Muslim, they're like, how? It's like, don't you know?
They can coexist.
Don't you know that one of the major religions that actually, in one of the major like ethnic groups that built this country were Camelias, and like they brought Islam way before. And even that, like it's one of the oldest, like world oldest contacts, even before Christianity came to Australia.
Yeah.
We were, you know, trading with the Makassans, and they were Muslims. So I found that really, like, I find that really crazy how it's sometimes not okay.
Yeah. But I feel like we also have Aboriginal spirituality. So
oh,
it's like,
for sure.
So it's like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
should
we
balance
have
all of
that,
that as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that was just like a one hot take from the top of my head.
No, I agree with that.
But that was a serious one. See what I mean? It just goes so serious.
It's going to go, it's going to go silly now.
It goes silly for sure. Look,
I'll write this one out.
No, oh, yeah.
No one better come for me, too.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so I wrote, it's possible to be successful in black. No, I am saying the thing.
It's I was like,
it is possible
up.
To successfully be black and vegetarian.
Okay.
Can you tell I'm personally offended?
Okay, so
I'm very affected by this.
So I think it's I feel like if you tell a black fellow you're vegetarian, what do they say?
They say you're not black enough. How on earth are you going to say that to me?
But, think about it. Our diet was never meat.
Don't come for me on this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When people would say that to me, I said, no, you're pushing it. Because people make offhand comments. I'm like, yeah, yappa, yappa, yappa. But then they say, you're not Aboriginal enough because you don't eat meat. I said, sorry, what? So I can practice X, Y, and Z, but just because I'm not sitting there eating cows you got from the grocery store, I'm not black
enough?
You're
not black enough?
I can still eat curry.
Exactly.
I can still
eat what we
literally
eat.
Everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the women in my family don't even go hunting anyway, so it's not like I'm missing out on that.
Yeah, for sure. What do you want me to do?
I was like, why are people coming for me? This was little dogs in primary school too.
Really?
They're like, you're not black enough.
Oh, God.
Shush.
Well, it's possible, and stop hating people for it.
What are we talking about this year? What was in? What came to Australia from colonisation?
Literally.
Sugar, alcohol. You mob munching on that.
That's what I mean. Our diets were never meant to be meat anyways. We was munching. We was eating so good, and our bodies, I feel like when I'm not eating meat sometimes, my body just feels so nourished.
Well, the Aboriginal people were nomadic. They were moving around.
There was
never a guarantee of food the same way that now people go to the shops.
Oh my God.
And there's meat just laying there.
On top of that, if anyone wants to read more about that, Dark Emu by Bruce Pascoe, please, Uncle Bruce Pascoe, please read it. It has all of those things in, and it's mentioned, come on, we need to think about these things from, our, from where, how we've, evolved, how we've developed, it's crazy.
The way that the meat industry is today is not sustainable.
Oh, it's not at all.
Aboriginal people, were very sustainable.
We were so sustainable.
So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny now, but I'm
for sure.
Guys, how you could say I'm not black enough?
Nah, she is, guys. She is. Don't come for her.
You.
Don't come for my sis like that.
Oh my God.
You were so offended saying that.
I was. What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. With my friends and my family, I mean. Okay, the next one was also me. This has nothing to do with
being
black.
I agree, though.
Okay, but it's contentious. Okay, okay, so I wrote oat milk is the goat milk.
Okay, right. Okay, I will. Sometimes when I'm broke as hell, I'm not going to get oat milk because, I just can't afford that.
She got us with that 80 cents. But also, why are you charging us extra?
Why are you charging us extra for the best milk that you have? Come on now. Oat milk is so freaking
good. It tastes the best, but it's not good for you at all.
It's not.
It's not good for you.
Who said this?
No, it's true.
Don't say this.
It's true. It's true. Guys, I've recently had to go from oat milk to almond milk, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Why are you doing this to yourself? And why did you put that down and then have the audacity to say I went from oat milk to almond milk?
I know. Because, okay, it started when my mum was like, oh, you know they feed oats to cows to, make them fat? My mum's not English. I don't know why I did that. I was like, why am I giving chubby girl vibes? There's nothing wrong with that. But I was like, this is not why are my clothes not fitting? She was like, maybe because you're always down in that oat milk.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
What? She goes, yeah, they give oats to the cows to fat them up.
Wait,
and I'm like,
really?
Oh, I didn't even know this. Nonetheless, I'll still drink that because it tastes so good.
Yeah.
I don't vibe with when it gets to 80 cents, $1 on top of that, but whatever.
Yeah.
But then
depends.
In a lot of popular oat milks, they put oil and gum to make it more creamy or to make it froth better or to make it taste better.
Yeah, I've realised this.
So my thing, oat milk is the goat milk, was on the contention that it was one that has literally oats, water and sea salt.
Because
there is one like that and I drank that.
Did you?
Bar them being super fattening, slay. oat milk's the best.
It is the best.
Oh my God, it tastes like cardboard. Every time I have my coffee, I feel so sad.
No, I don't.
I'm sipping cardboard.
See, look, at least it's almond milk and not. I don't understand people who drink slow. I'm sorry. I feel like a hater.
You lost me.
Not soy milk.
That is the lowest rate non-dairy milk. My brother used to have to drink that. Tastes like medicine.
I hate soy milk.
But, oh my God, I got a coffee yesterday and the dogs gave me dairy milk. And I took a sip of that
tell.
And I felt sick. I was
you
like,
can tell. Oh my God, stop.
But I have converted so many of my friends to oat milk from dairy.
My own friend converted me from what was I drinking before? I think I was drinking almond or something stupid. But sorry, no offense, IJ. But like almond was just not it. No, I don't know what I was missing out. I was missing out on oat milk, and then she recommended me it. She put it in my chai, actually. She was like, oh, she ordered me an oat chai, and she's like, try it. And I tried it.
No, oat's definitely better.
Best thing ever. Because it was so perfect. But you know, now that you say that, I'm gonna have to keep that in mind now.
You do. Read the packaging.
Makes me so sad.
I know. I found one that's got like sea salt, water, and oats.
But
and that's
is
all.
It like how much is it?
Oh,
in this inflation,
it's
baby.
Like $3-$4.
In this inflation, baby. But no, you know what? It's worth it. Okay, no, that was such a good statement.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mine is so random. I'm so sorry that these are so unserious. Random.
I actually loved it, though. I was like, agreed.
It's kind of controversial. That's why it's a hot take.
So,
all hair removal methods have the same result. Okay. This is arguable.
Did you mean like laser? You're like shaving and like.
So we're thick hair girls.
On
both sides, we have like thick hair genes. So I've been doing this since I was like preteen. Shaving, waxing, hair removal cream. I have yet to laser. So I'm not counting laser in this conversation because I've heard long term that's pretty good.
I think they all offer the same result.
But the hair growth back?
It's all different. That's what's different.
That's
waxing. I've recently started waxing my legs.
I'm sorry. So scared.
I'm sorry. I was like, I've started waxing my legs. And I've noticed a really big change in how my hair grows. And like, I've always been like, does anyone know, do you know Monet McMichael on TikTok?
Yeah.
She does this thing where she waxes or whatever. And I started doing it after seeing her do it. And I was like, this is a notable change. Like, I noticed my hair grows back. It takes longer to grow back now.
What?
But when I thread my face, it's the same thing. Like, it takes a while to grow back. I'm not going to say I thread my face, like, with my full chest because I'm like, I'm so
it
scared.
So
but
bad.
When I get my eyebrows done, when I get them threaded, like, I feel like they just... Your eyebrows look slay, by the way. I'm just
no,
saying.
Don't.
But anyways, I feel like when I get my... You know when you go to, like, the... When you get eyebrows started, they offer, like, do you want an upper lip? Do you want, like, your...
Like,
do you want your forehead? I'm like, no. But then they peer pressure you and end up doing it. Every time I do my face started... Hair takes a while to grow back, as opposed to when I put what's a dermablating.
Oh, true that.
That stuff is bad.
I was
for you.
Doing that, and then the girl goes, "Have you been shaving your face?" I said, "Yeah, technically."
Stop! Don't look at me. I did that this morning.
No, I go, technically I have with the little one, and she goes, "You need to stop because it's coming back thicker," and it's so true. My upper lip was, and then I've started threading it, and it got better. Because you're far away.
I
think it's actually a me problem. Because I waxed from the ages of 12 to about 17.
Oh, what?
And it never changed.
It never changed.
And it actually made my life hard because you have to grow out your hair.
Yeah.
And I always have to have hair roots. And I just didn't vibe with that.
Yeah.
So then I started shaving. I get heaps of, like, you know, I've gone to hospital
ingrowns?
From shaving.
Really?
Ingrowns have taken me to hospital, you guys.
Do they itch? Do they, like,
it's because,
get...
like, I exfoliate and everything, but I just have skin that's prone to, like, it just doesn't work well. I think it's genuinely my hair type.
No, I feel you because I feel like, no, you're so right about that, eh? But that's just, like, how it is being us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and then in laser costs so much money as
no,
it
does,
is.
Yeah. Probably a better long-term investment, though. I think I'm going to try laser. But I've been waxing. I thread my eyebrows now.
Yeah, good.
But I have not been happy with how they grow back. It's the same. And
it's
more painful to me than waxing. So I'd rather just wax.
Waxing is definitely least... Yeah, it's not as painful on your
face. At all. When they do the under bit of threading, I could cry. I could cry.
Don't even. And then they have the audacity to say...
The upper lip stings.
I'm like, shut up. I can't hold still.
I know. So
no.
That's my thing right now.
Yeah,
hair removal cream, waxing and shaving has all had the same effect on my legs.
Oh, really? So, all three same?
Yep, and the growth is still bad.
It's still,
I think it's
still
honestly
bad.
My hair type. Maybe it's not the hair
removal.
Okay,
maybe I feel like it's different for so many people. I feel like another thing that I regret doing, and I've noticed this, is waxing, like, certain areas of my body.
Oh.
So, like, for example, my sideburns.
I've never done that.
Don't touch them. Oh, seriously, don't. I touched them once, and they're the worst thing ever, because, like, now they look so tacky, and, like, people can tell that I shave. But or like get rid of them or wax
them. What does
them.
It grow back more?
It grows back more, and also it looks so. It's just the worst. Like, you should never touch them. Or like when you wax your legs, for example. Like, I feel like maybe that for me is an area that genuinely works. Or like even just, do you still use razors? Do people still use razors?
Yeah. I shaved my legs the other day.
Okay, I feel like I can't use razors.
What?
Anymore. Ingrowns. I get more ingrowns with razors.
For reals. Oh my god, no. But I have this Noongar exfoliant. Like, this Noongar brand, like, made this, like, coffee scrub, and my students gifted it to me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh my
god.
Liquid gold. I'm gonna send you a photo.
Please.
It's crazy.
Okay, the next one I did because I was, like, so mad about this, and this is because of, I don't know. I feel like I'm just over BookTok, which is like...
I'm not on it too much.
I feel like it's your niche. Like, it needs to be your niche.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean? I'm only on it because I love to read and because reading is just like... I don't even know. So BookTok is lame. That's what I said. And has glorified the reading experience. And it's like when I... Okay, this is what I mean by this. When I see a book being promoted on BookTok, it's... always, it's like writers are writing nowadays to write for BookTok and people's opinions and people's this. So if someone like has an opinion, for example, It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. Oh my lord, get me out of here. I remember when it first got like this whole TikTok like rave, BookTok has given it hype. And like it's like different things that BookTok has done, which has just made writers' works categorized into a particular niche.
So writers are kind of like writing with the
Intentions of having
book critique it.
And on top of that, BookTok is always glorifying the reading experience. So if you don't finish a book in like 2 days, who are you? You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you like,
oh, I can't do that either.
And like, it's just small things like that. It's like I'm not a vibe. I think BookTok is like the lamest place. If you get your recommendations and if you get your, I feel like, no, actually I've come across really good BookToks in terms of like them, like just sitting down talking about really good books. A lot of BookTokers that I personally follow, like they, I don't know, you just need to like really, really fit into a certain niche, promote a certain genre, and then everyone's into it, but I don't know how it is anymore. I've stopped getting recommendations off of BookTok. In fact, I get all my recommendations off of, like, to be honest, like, I've started doing this thing where I walk into a bookstore and I go to, like, in Sydney I did this quite a few times. I walk into a bookstore and I go to, like, the person working there and I'm like, can you recommend me a book?
That's a good one.
And I've always gotten really good books.
Well, those people, yeah, they'd read, like,
they would
on
read.
Shift,
exactly.
Like, in their spare time.
Exactly. They would know what's out. They know what's good. And it's always been so good. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gatekeeping these books.
I think I have another book hot take. This is what this just taught me.
Tell me.
You don't need to purchase or like a book just because you've previously liked a book from the same author.
Yeah.
Just because it's the same author doesn't make the book good.
Good. Every author has so many different, like, there's, I know, I can name like 100 authors at least, or like, okay, that's a lie. Shut up, Charlie. Maybe like at least like 10 or 15 authors that have trash. Like, one book may be good, but like the other book is just terrible.
But that's like music artists. Like,
every song is the same. And we can literally vouch for that because like there's so many artists that have just flopped. You know what
or,
I mean?
Like, they just had that one album that just didn't hit. Or like,
exactly.
Wasn't your style.
It wasn't
like,
your style. But
you don't need to be loyal
to an
author.
But it doesn't mean the author or the artist is terrible.
No.
Or like they're bad at what they write.
My dad's an author. And I'm like, if you liked this book and you didn't like
that. Yeah, exactly.
That's just your taste.
That's just your taste. That's just who you are. But that's a really good hot take. I agree with that too. Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at. Okay, the next one is...
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one, I have some thoughts about
No,
but
I
you should read
this.
You need to read this one for me.
All right, all hair types are somewhat curly or wavy if you take good care of your hair.
Okay.
Not people with straight hair, and probably not white people.
All right,
a lot of white people with straight hair.
Good.
No, I'm not talking about you. Like, you can diffuse your hair
down.
All you want.
Yeah.
It's still straight.
It's going to be ramen noodles at the end of the day.
Like... But I mean, people with like curl patterns and like genetics that give them curly hair, but you kind of like, there's people that are like, oh no, I just have like hair, it's got like kinks in it. I'm like, babe, those kinks are like curls.
So one thing, no, I agree. I have my hair texture, I've always had wavy hair. Like, I don't even want to say curly. Like, my hair's naturally wavy. Like, the other day I took a shower and I was like, I didn't use shampoo, I didn't use conditioner, I just washed my hair. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to revive. I go through this period where I want to revive my hair back to its, because I do put a lot of heat in my hair, but my hair's naturally wavy, and I've always had wavy hair because of, and it's, and my sister has pin straight hair, and she's Persian.
Mm.
Like, we're all half Persian, right? So I don't have that. I unfortunately did not get those genes, but I feel like it's definitely a controversial take when you see girls.
Oh,
like
everybody's jumping on it.
Yeah, everybody's jumping on it. And like,
don't waste your money because if you've got pin straight hair, the diffuser's not going to give you them.
But I don't think everyone has, like, when you say wavy, do you mean like waves or do you mean like the kink?
If you've got like one kink at the front, if you've got kinky like front bits of your hair, I don't know about that. But I mean, like, for example, I grew up calling my hair, I don't even know if this is a word, boofy? Like, I had boofy hair.
Oh, same.
Like it was just, like, frizzy.
Frizzy, yeah.
Big. And
until you took care of it?
Yeah, it didn't have anything. It was just kind of, like, wavy, fluffy, and I didn't like it. Then I started scrunch method, deep conditioning.
And started taking care of it,
pulling out each curl, twisting it, sleeping with a bonnet, using a diffuser.
Yeah.
And I've got curly hair now. That's what I mean. It's like, if you maybe invest, those people that are like...
Okay, but here's the thing, right? When we're investing for these products, we need to be aware of phenomenon that some girls who've had curly hair, who've had wavy hair for so long, some of the brands that they've been using have been upping the price and it's been unaffordable. All because of this new phenomenon that everyone has curly and wavy hair and everyone should, you know, have to go to the store and get all these products. So some brands that I've been using for a long time, like since I was like, ever since I started taking care of my hair, so like 13, 14, my mum would always put curl cream in my hair because, and like sometimes it would be curl cream from literally like $2. I don't even know. Like my mum really, I was never really good at taking care of my hair. I used to straighten it because I hated it so much. But I used to go to, you know, like regular stores that would sell like Woolies or like Coles or whatever and get my normal brand. That's now $30. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
curl cream is now
$30. My shampoo and conditioner is so expensive.
Oh, I've literally, that's what I mean. Like I'm so sick of this thing where it's like, oh my God, now all the brands that I used to use are now considered luxury brands.
But
like,
that's also like commercial kind of like people commercializing this whole like wave. It's same with the TikTok thing, man. Like,
oh, for sure.
People doing this whole like trying out how curly my hair is. Like that also encourages people to like, make
try
these kind of products
too,
and label them as curly.
Exactly, when it's not. Like, I don't know. I don't get that.
I found a beautiful African lady near where I live. She opened a store, her and her kids, and it's just, like, walls of products that she's imported, and they are wicked.
No, that's amazing.
I'll tell you. Like, I'll tell
you. You need to tell
people.
Me.
Like,
no,
I want to support
them.
Small business,
no,
for sure.
Support them. And some people are so literally good. Buying products from America, reselling them, and it's like, oh, my
no,
God.
No,
like,
she's... They're so great.
No, we need
but
that.
Also,
we need
I
that.
I think, like, my general comment is, like, girls... Take care of your hair.
Oh,
like
for
you don't
sure.
have to like you don't have to hate your hair because I hated my hair for years and years. I just used to put it back for all
for
of high
all
school
the time.
And primary school.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't think I was curly or straight or whatever. Like if like don't sit around hating your hair. Like
for
maybe
sure.
just take the time to invest in a method or a product and see if you enjoy that.
If
That's
you enjoy
what
that,
I meant.
If it works
because
you
might actually have curly hair. You just don't realize it.
For sure. I have a photo. I don't know if this is my natural hair. This is like my natural hair looks like. It's
mine's
definitely
very much the same.
Wavy. It's definitely wavy. And it's definitely like if I don't take care of it, it's just going to be frizzy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're right. I think we should all, as women, we are allowed to invest in these products. But like, watch how you define your hair because there's a lot of people. And
doing
like,
it wrong.
Doing it wrong. And on top of that, there's a lot of people who are like the massive, like, there's like a curly hair girl community that are just like massive, like, defenders. Like they're like, no, you don't have they tell you what your hair is and what it isn't. So there's a lot of that as well, so I think that also like shifts the discourse a lot, and I'm like, oh, like I don't think it's right for anyone to define what your hair texture is. But anyways, that's a really good
one. Wait, the next one is actually like controversial. I'm not gonna talk about that.
Do you want to bring it up?
Should I don't know. Okay, you know what, I'm gonna say it
just
more generally.
Say it.
I'm gonna say
generally.
More generally.
Say it generally.
I wrote this one down.
Yeah.
Just in general. Because I've been thinking about it this year. Body count, kiss count, dating, boyfriends, whatever it is, it's, like, irrelevant. Like, that whole construct, that whole idea that, like, we count and we keep a number and that number alters the way people look at you, I don't vibe with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And all too often, men... boys love asking the question. Me, I could not be bothered asking nobody. How many boyfriends have you had? How many people have you kissed? How many people have you slept with?
That's,
I don't care.
You don't care.
And I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I've never asked someone that unless they've asked it to me first.
Okay, good.
But they always asking. Like, people love to ask.
Because...
And I'm like... But then they do it to paint a picture of you.
Oh, do they like you? They say it to define. Yeah, that's really
they do it to stupid. Kind of like mentally categorize what kind like of person they you think
are.
You are.
So are you like yeah, no, I no.
And
I agree.
I just think that's so stupid.
In this day and age, too, like we should not be given a crap. We are the new adults of this generation. Like, can we have some maturity, please?
People are free to do what they like.
They're allowed to.
People can be in X amount of relationships, kiss this many, sleep with that many people, and it really shouldn't change anything.
It shouldn't change anything. Not their personality, not who they are as a person.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just revolting to be defined or categorized dependent on how many people you've slept with.
That's
been
so
with.
Like yuck. Why are you thinking about that?
That's not the
and
first.
Put
thought
this into perspective
to
too.
In head.
If boys think that having a lower body count or lower kiss count, dating count is better, think about this. You could have been with like the same three people a couple of times,
exactly.
And if you're maybe it's been 10 people and that was one time each. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So and even like boyfriends, it's like and what?
Like
you had a boyfriend
it?
For 2 years, then one for 3 months, then one for 6 months, then one for 2 weeks, and. You went in my life. That's
you
not your business.
Exactly.
That's not
were
your business.
You there? Where did you know what was going on? Like you,
you've kissed this amount of people. Yeah. Like, what if it was when you was like 15?
Yeah.
And they're still like, they're still dangling still over your head, and it's like, bro, that is
and
so
it's
childish.
So sad because then you just have to skirt your way around that. Like you're like, oh, now I can't talk about that stuff.
Well, I have a go at people. I'm like, you know what? Leave it. I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would tell you if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact you're coming for me, today.
We need more mature men.
Please.
We need more mature people.
That's why
even.
I put that in there.
Yeah.
Like, that
good
whole
on you.
Idea, it icks me out.
It is disgusting.
The whole idea you want to sit there and think about people's history, not in the way of, like, how were you treated? What things do you like? What thing did you do that you enjoy? What gestures do you appreciate? It's like, how many people do you sleep with?
Yeah, like does
no,
that matter?
Get out of my face
that
right now.
Matter. Like, shut your... Like, no, I agree so much. I don't understand the whole... This whole body count nonsense. Like, who gives a crap?
But, Charlene, you can't win. If you've slept with too many, you slept with too many. If you slept with too little,
You're a prude. You don't know enough. You don't have experience.
You can't win.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like, no, we need more mature men in this generation.
Thank you. Stop asking that question.
And maybe... Like, even that question as well, like, it's, I don't know, isn't it just etiquette to not ask things
it's
like that?
It's not your business.
Look, if it's not your business, don't bring it up. Like, do whatever you want, be with whoever you freaking want. Like, I feel like it's not up to anyone else to dictate that.
No.
And to categorize you in them, like, that's disgusting.
You also don't know what kind of experience people have had, like, if they were in an abusive relationship or they were assaulted.
They don't know.
Like, you actually
don't
know.
You should never ask that question to begin with. Like, it's... crazy. I don't know.
So I put that one down there for
good
the men
on you.
In the room.
I love it. Okay, next one. It doesn't matter what university you go to, at least you're there.
Oh, I love
agreed.
That.
Agreed. This is just quick and easy. Agreed. No one, it doesn't matter. You're all ending up in the same place, depending on what you study to. Some universities specialize in, I don't know, computing. Some specialize in medicine. Some specialize in law. Like, it don't matter where you go. You end up in the same damn place, whether you like it or not.
I would stretch that out even to TAFE.
Oh, for sure. Actually, it doesn't matter where you end up. At least you're there.
It's basically uni.
It's basically uni. And, like, also, it's, like, it just don't matter. Like, why do...
No.
I was in Sydney, and I think it's a really prevalent... I did go to a lot of university events. It was really evident that people care about what uni you go to. So over there, their massive university is called the University of Sydney.
Yep.
And I went there. It's, like, Hogwarts. And my little Gryffindor heart... was so, like, entranced. I was like, oh, my God, I love it. But anyways, other than that, I was like, these are colonial buildings. What am I doing?
Yeah.
But anyways, that one's, like, a really massive thing. Like, it's a massive thing there, and it's a massive thing anyway, honestly. But I was noticing a lot there, like, if you don't go to a certain university, then you're, like, dumb. Or,
no.
Like, oh, you're, like, from the... Like, you're from the ghetto if you go to this one or whatever. But over here, no one really cares.
No.
No one gives a crap. And I feel like it doesn't matter where you go, where you end up. Like, you should stop caring about
As opposed to the Eastern States, WA has a lot more, like, newer universities.
Oh, yeah,
and they
sure.
take newer approaches.
They take newer approaches.
So, like, even my uni
better.
Doing trimester law, like...
Yeah.
It works really efficiently, to be honest. And
it
it's,
does,
like,
it's,
we shouldn't just,
thing.
Like, rely on those old, like, institutions.
That define whether or not you're intellectual.
No,
or
and
whatever.
We'll all end up, like you said, in the profession.
That we want.
And if you do the job
well... Okay, but, like, there's some people from my high school that are studying, medicine now, and I'm like, I don't want you to be my doctor. I don't care where you end up, but you're not my doctor. But anyways, that's just my
Fair
personal
enough.
Take on that. But anyways, Drip doesn't equal... We talked about this at the start too. Like, drip doesn't equal fashion.
I would not call them pants drip, girl.
Nothing is. And also, when you say drip, do you mean like jewelry?
I mean, when I said that...
Oh, do you mean like brands?
Yeah.
You're talking about brands.
When people slap brands all over themselves and then they think that's like...
I know someone like that, and he is not. Like that. Oh, true, true. But like, he's like brand obsessed to the point where his outfit doesn't go together.
Yeah, that's when it gets too much.
It's like, I don't need you to be wearing one thing.
I'm not too opposed to matching tracksuit sets that look nice together. I'm not opposed to that.
You're not opposed to that. Nice. No, exactly.
But did you like have to work to put that on? No, because exactly. It's done for you.
It's done for you, and like it doesn't. It doesn't, like, I don't know. Like, it's just
I don't know. But when I see, like, brand with a sprinkle of brand, like, literally down to the hat, to the socks, it's like, no need.
There's
That's a just difference gross. Between that
and fashion, and, like actual fashion.
Building an outfit and thinking about colors and textures and tucking
for
and
sure.
like, whatever it is.
I freaking don't, you're right about that. And I feel like in this day and age, even fashion as a, like, a thing, as a collective, it's so broadened.
No, true.
It's so broadened. And like, I don't know. I feel like drip is not, should not be a thing anymore.
No. And it's like, you know what? I'm not even going to try to crap on you. Like, if you do dress like that, because if it suits you, it suits you. If you feel comfortable, like, that's good. But I'm saying, if you want to say that you put as much thought into that as someone who built an outfit from scratch, I don't think they are the same.
They are not the same.
They're not.
They're not the same. Please stop. Like, sit down. And then even like, it's just, I don't get it. It's so normalised.
Like, yes,
so
you matched your red shoes with your red tracksuit and your red hat, but but this person has, you know, thought about tones and textures
exactly.
and like, something that looks, suits their body type.
Exactly.
So that's what I meant by that.
No, I agree.
Sometimes I love a matching tracksuit set.
Yeah, go for
it. It's easy.
Go for it. And sometimes I love wearing a little brand, but it's just like, you know, like.
You don't need to make it exclusive.
You don't need to make it exclusive.
You know those people that like crap on you if you wear like a non-brand thing?
Oh, I hate those.
If you're one of those,
like
boo.
But no, I think like, no, brands for sure. Like they don't equate to how, like they don't equate to fashion.
And it's also not very monetary
it's
friendly.
Not, exactly. It's not.
How, you're going to get me a black shirt here. For $5 and a black shirt here for $60 just because this one got a different label.
I'm like, trying to teach.
You lost me.
And there's a lot of people that excessively spend money on
it's
that stuff.
It's not ethical.
I don't get it. It's not ethical. And it's especially from like stores that are like known for being fast fashion. I'm
people
like,
are,
get out.
Stores get overhyped and people feed into it big
for
time.
For sure. For sure. That's why they're so expensive. And we live in an economy now that's really
we're
like.
In a crisis.
Oh, we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis. Cringe culture is dead.
What does that mean?
Let people enjoy things as long as they are not hurting anybody or themselves.
Oh.
So when you go look at someone and you're like, he'll cringe because they're just like talking about something that they're really interested in.
Gotcha.
Or like something that's popular or like on the go or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like let people love what they love. Please do not hurt them.
As long as it's not
hurting.
Harmful, yeah.
It's not like, it's like I've seen that a lot, especially on TikTok or like any other social media app. People are like, oh my God, that person's so cringe because they post with like white boxes. Like, you know, there's Instagram, do you remember Instagram back in the day when like they would put the borders on like every post?
Mm-hmm.
And like there'll be like a food pic with like a white border.
Oh, yeah.
People still do that. And, like, to me, that's still cute. And, like, it's not cringe. Or, like, you know, some people, and when I say cringe culture, like, I don't know, like, when people want to, like, there's an extent to what you want to do. But if you're not harming anyone, it's
fine.
Yeah,
that's so fair. I think that's a difference, though, between being cringe and, like, typically men giving you the ick.
Giving the ick. Oh, icky.
That's different.
Okay, ickiness is, like, when you actually
feel
foul.
That's like a full-body cringe.
That's a full-body
like
cringe.
Like a body cringe.
That's a body cringe. I think what I mean by cringe.
Yeah,
you're, like,
when people make an offhand comment, like, oh, cringe.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
still care about that?
You still
like,
care about
nah.
that? Like,
that's just
cringe.
Judgy.
It's crazy, right? And it's just a bit mean, but like, ickiness is different. It's a whole different
yeah,
thing.
That's different.
And like, there's so many icks. We should do an episode on icks.
We should. But yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially if people find comfort TV shows or like things that they enjoy. It's like,
yeah.
it doesn't hurt you to like,
it
let
just
them
to
enjoy
let
that.
Them enjoy that. Like, why are you like,
yeah.
I don't think we can say it, but why are you shatting on them for liking something
yeah.
that doesn't, has nothing got to do with you? Like, calm your farm. I don't know. I
get, yeah, that's
stuff,
fair enough.
Even that term I just use, calm your farm. Like, someone would be like, cringe. Like, why would you say that?
Oh,
like, come
yeah.
on now. Okay. This one is, you
oh,
have a story
don't.
Time, don't you?
No.
Sometimes racial preferences border racism. And I think that is the best statement ever made because
yeah.
it is so
it's
true.
To be pulled apart. Okay, so I wrote this in response to a video that I saw
yeah.
where it was a hot takes video on social media And the girl kind of said something similar, and she said that she heard her someone she knew say, "I would never date or get with a black woman because of their skin and their hair."
Mm.
And I said, "Well, that's flat out racism. Like,
that's the difference here.
That's not that goes beyond to me. Saying a black woman's hair and skin is off-putting to you feels much less a preference, more racially motivated.
That's the same. Like, I stopped being friends with this person, but they said that they can't be with Indian men because of their accent. And I was like, what the freak? Like, that's so far-fetched.
I hate those videos. It's crazy. Like, what race would you never date?
Exactly.
I just don't like it.
Oh, when they hold the mic and they go around. Yeah. Oh, I saw those. And I was like, and like, some of them are really racially motivated.
They are. For me, it's like, I often drift towards a group that look a certain way,
sure.
But I have
but
not like cut off any possibilities.
You have your options open.
But it's like I'm not going to say I'm not going to date this person simply because of their race. Like, yeah. I'm not even looking their direction because of their race. That feels wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just like, I will just look at whoever passes me, and if I like them, I like them. If I don't, I don't. You know what I mean? You shouldn't just say, let's say for Indian, for example, like, I'm not even going to look at any Indian men, because I'm going to put them all in a box that I'm not attracted to them. And
that's,
just like ignore them completely. Yeah, that feels not, really
that's
racially
wrong.
Motivated.
That's wrong. It's, and I think this, yeah, for sure. But like, I just want to bring this fact up because it's like, when I read that, I was like also thinking about, does this apply to like
white people?
Does it?
I don't know.
Because I feel like you can't, in my opinion.
No, you can't really
you
be
can't
racist,
really
to,
be
people
racist to white
never.
People. To people who've never experienced institutionalized racism. But anyways, I feel like it's okay to not with white people.
No, I went on a...
No.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going
to
talk about it. But let's
no,
just
say...
you
don't have to if you don't want to.
I'm not trying to get found.
I know. He's
but gonna... I just had an experience where less than... It is a form of racism, I think.
No, it is.
It was an extreme fetishization of a part of my heritage.
Exactly.
And it was an obsession with it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And making really yucky comments, like fully just obsessed with this
yucky.
one
part of
me.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe if I didn't have those kind of racial, like physical characteristics, that person would not have
done that
gone
to you and,
for
go-
me.
And gone for you at all.
Yeah.
And like, the fact that they made it evident too.
It was like, guys, it was really... Maybe I'll speak about it like in the future, like when it's more far
when
away.
When it's simmered down a bit. Because this happened recently,
It was really bad.
Oh, no.
It was really bad. And it was just all these like very stereotypical things of a black woman that he was like all about. And I love your spicy attitude. And I was like, please.
Why is it that they love...
Leave
like,
me
why
alone.
Is it that they always fetishize... parts
of
us.
Oh my god, it was weird as.
Like, that's disgusting.
And it was like, I don't know. I really didn't enjoy that, but that's what I wrote
that
for.
That was your experience.
It borders on fetishization or racism.
And that makes you think, don't want to ever do this again.
No, I never ever want to go on a date again. But like, this whole thing of like, you can have a preference. Yeah, you maybe prefer brunettes over blondes. Maybe you like people that are taller than you. But I think when you're like, I'm only going to go for like light skin Aboriginal boys, or like when you're like, I'm never gonna go for an African man, like his skin's too dark, like I'm like, guys, that's very exclusionary.
Yeah.
That's very it feels racist.
It is racist
to cut them off completely and not even keep it as I'm open to anyone, but this seems to be who I gravitate towards.
Yeah,
to say nah, blinders on, just this one,
just
ethnic
this
group
one ethnic
or
group.
Not this ethnic group.
Yeah,
that feels not nice to me.
It's not nice to you at all. And it's like crazy because like it's, I don't like people commenting on it, even if people do have like you know what you mentioned, like you just gravitate towards and what happens to be one particular group of people. Like, I don't like it when other people crap on that and say, actually, you're being racist when you're not. Like, it just happened to be that way.
Yeah,
you're not going around saying, I don't want other... You left your options open.
Yeah.
But you're like, I don't want, like, white people in my life, or, like, I don't want this certain race. In my life. It's just, I don't understand why it's such a... I don't know. Like, I feel like it's okay to... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but I think it's okay to not date white people. No, I think it's okay. As black women, like, if you do, good on you, good on you. And I'm not saying that, like, to, and this is, like, another hot take, hey, but, like, recently on Instagram, oh, not even recently, like, a few years, I don't even know how long ago this was, but there was a lot of conversation around someone's, like, saying, oh, I don't want to date, like, a black woman saying, I don't want to date black men anymore because of this and this and this. But I think it was because of the way it was said and the way it was, like, and talking about the fact that black men have a lot of trauma built up in them and that it's very harmful to be dating them because, like, they bring out so many things and blah, blah, blah. I felt like that's, like, the last thing you should be saying.
True.
You should not be saying stuff. Like, I feel like that's when I draw the line at whatever preferences should be said, because it sets back – A, beauty standards are set back. B, your – harming a certain group, and see, like, it's just not on. But I don't know. I feel like there's so much about this that I'm like,
that could be pulled apart. That's a big one. But it's something to consider.
Okay, another hot take. Oh god, this one is so funny. I don't even know why I put it down. Writing emails is emotional labor. Please stop. Don't. I'm sick of emails.
Yeah, that's so true. Half your day is emails.
Half your day is emails. And why? I feel like emails, yeah, sure, they're so convenient. Like, oh my god, I'll send you an email later with everything. Like, trust me. I'm sorry, like, I can't sit in front of my computer writing emails.
They're kind of like mini essays sometimes.
It is, and I feel like it's just like, if I email the way I text, life would be so much easier.
That's very true.
Life would be so much easier.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sick of it. Like, when people are so, when I love the emails I get where it's just, like, so straightforward. Like, hey there, here's the attached link. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's so true.
That stuff, just, I love it. But when it's, like, writing a whole ass essay and it's so, like, I'm like, this is emotional labor. Yeah. I cannot do it.
The email platform we use at my work, it will read underline things, but it won't automatically correct it. So you have to go back and do all the proper, like, grammar and spelling. And I'm like,
you just sit there for hours and you're just like, I want to go home. Like, stop. I don't want to do. And, like, I think that's because I was working for 1.5 months and I was like,
no, but it's so true. Emails are a drag. Like, I'll put it on my to do list. I need to email people back. And it's kind of relatively easy, but it's just like,
it's just like such an effort. Like, I cannot do that, honestly.
I'm a talker, not a typer.
I'm a talker too. I feel like, call me on the phone.
Oh, that's resolved in 1 minute.
1 minute. I'm more of a people, like, I had this thing where my mum hates it. I don't pick up my phone.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I don't pick up her calls, or I don't pick up. People always tell me, like, Shah, can you please stop picking? I've recently realised, because of emails and because of excessively texting, I'm more of a talker and I'd rather be cold. And, like, when people call me, I'm like, oh, thank God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like writing emails is just not it. That's just such an, it's an emotional, like, chore that I just don't have.
Yeah, very true. Like a mental chore.
It's a mental chore, and it actually kind of puts, it just makes me feel like crap doing it. But anyways, that's just another one. The last one I wrote because I was, like, thinking about it really deeply, and I was just watching a lot of reality TV, and I'm like, why are we so influenced by these people? I know I get they're called influencers, but, like, why are we so drawn into their lives and what they do and whatever? So I wrote, celebrities are such a wild concept. I feel like we should be keeping up with the content creators of our world, like journalists and writers and artists, in such a real way. Social media... Imagine if social media was just used for, like, actual content creators. Like, I'm talking people who have small businesses, ideas, people who are, like, journalists who want to, like, report. Like, recently I was reading so many cool articles on the recent alien. By the way, what the freak?
Someone told me about that.
Apparently aliens exist.
Someone told me about that and I was spun out. He was like, yeah, he saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly what I mean, like, reliable source. But, like, I was, like, reading articles on what does this mean? What could this mean for us? What's going on? And there was so many, there was, like, really cool Forbes article on why don't people not care? Like, what, yeah. Like, there's so many deep things that we could be touching on that I feel like it's, like.
And it's, like, why do we pick and choose who we want to uplift and promote?
Yeah, for sure.
Because it's actually not based on not always based on talent, skill, because there are very talented people that aren't even known.
And I feel like they deserve more of a hype, and I feel like we should stop giving these influencers a platform if they're not.
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, some people's job is to promote other people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, some people's Instagram page, if all of every second post is an ad, their job is to, like, basically work as an ad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you not see that quite often, though?
Like I see it all the time. And that's why I was like, wow, so your job is to get paid to promote other people when they could just promote themselves?
Exactly. But
I don't know. Sometimes it messes with my head. I do enjoy some influencers. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I appreciate the work that they put into it. Yeah, but sometimes I'm, like, a bit puzzled by it.
Yeah,
because sometimes
confused.
I don't even think that using influencers is always the most successful marketing.
No.
I think because we're kind of past it now. And now that people have to also declare that they've been paid for advertisements, you kind of look at things and you know that, like, oh, are you saying this genuinely? Because I know you got paid to do this. You can't sit here and say you hate it.
Exactly. No, that's so true. Because then you're just like, okay, so is this person just like forcing themselves to like a product? Or are they forcing them, are they forcing themselves to like a product they have to promote? Are they forcing themselves to like something else? Like, it just, so many questions, right? So many questions.
It's fair enough that like they have to declare that they got paid and that it's an ad. But it was much more influential to me when they would genuinely recommend
like
or
recommend
organically
it.
Recommend something.
I love seeing that on TikTok where people are like, this is not a paid ad. Like, that's when I would feel like
that's when I feel the most influenced.
Yeah, same. I feel like we need more authentic promotion in this day and age. What a place to be, living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's a rule to me that I get to chase my dream with my friends and my family, I mean. Okay, so now we're moving on to my favourite part.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty. I can't sing, sorry. You did that much more magically.
I can't.
You did that so magically. I love this part of our show. For those who don't know, Sovereignty is a section where we dive into our thoughts.
Energy
and affirmations for the week ahead. Hence why it's called Sovereign Tea. Sovereign,
get it? Have a cup of tea.
Have a cup of tea, you know, like have your mug ready, you know. Anyways, yeah, so we're just going to talk about what our week ahead looks
thoughts
like, our
week.
Thoughts. And I think Ide should go first because I feel like you know what to say. So do you want to go what your thoughts are for the week ahead?
My thoughts? I'm scared.
Oh,
I'm scared.
Why are you scared? Why are your eyes looked
like
your
that?
Your eyes were so
like
wide.
I'm scared.
What happened?
Because
what's going on?
No, because I know in the next week I have my normal job I'm working, my other job I'm working, I'm moving house, and my two final case studies of my trimester are due.
Oh, no.
All in the same week.
Oh, no.
I'm like it's like a week that I'm dreading. Like,
it
I'm not dreading,
like
it's just,
it.
Like, it's, like, going to be, like, 7 days of non-stop.
Stop.
Like,
non-stop,
multiple
non-stop,
things
non-stop,
every
non-stop.
Day.
Yeah.
So I am, like, scared, but
stop.
I'm prepared.
You're prepared, okay.
Because, like, nothing's going to catch me out the blue.
Okay,
like,
good.
I have organized this week meticulously.
I love that.
So probably by
calendar-wise
exactly.
And, like, to-do list, good.
By next episode, I'll probably be exhausted.
Oh, bless
but
your
I'll
soul.
Be on the, like, end half of that week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm scared because it's going to be so full on. My brain's going to be all over the place, literally jumping from work to moving house to at my other job to,
like adulting. What the hell?
To writing, like, a final case study, which I'm stressed about.
Oh, my God, no. So, knowing that, those are your thoughts, what's your energy for the week ahead? Like, what are you? You already said you prepared to the max.
Yeah, I'm ready to kickstart my productive energy. I hate myself for this, but
no.
I'm someone who needs like a time pressure to be productive.
Oh,
it's so bad.
There isn't that thing. It's like
it's
what inspired you to write this assignment? No,
the
deadline.
Like, I need a sense of urgency. I need like the alarms going off in my head, being like, "Girl, if you don't get it done now, like it's not getting done." That makes me bust my
hole off. Yeah.
Like literally knowing that I've got like no time. Oh, I'm gonna be productive as. Because I've been sitting around contemplating, staring at my house. It's not packed up.
Yeah.
Trust and believe, in the next couple of days, I'll have that whole thing done.
Oh, God.
Because when I feel that sense of urgency, I just, like, get random bursts of energy out of nowhere.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think my energy is going to be productive. My energy, I'm going to try to stay positive because my parents are coming down to help me move, which means
a lot of little arguments happening
because we
here
don't
and
live
there.
Together
You're
anymore.
You're not doing this right, Mom.
Yeah, and
I
it's very stressful.
It would be. But... I mean, I feel like that's such a good mindset to have going into a week like that. I would not have thought that. I would just let it break me. I would let it break me.
Oh,
but
literally,
look at you.
I'm an eyelash girl, guys. Lashes for life.
Oh, my God, yes,
lashes
queen.
For life. I booked my appointment for 6 a.m.
Oh, God. What?
Like, my productive week is not stopping me from
getting
lashes
your lashes
done.
And getting self-care
done. That means I need
done.
To get up at 5.
Yeah.
But I'm going to enjoy that 2 hours.
On top of that, was considering getting lash extensions, like, literally the other week, but I was like, I don't have the money for that.
Have you tried a lash lift, though? Because you've got very thick lashes.
I have gotten a lash lift in the past. What I will say is it made no difference to my face.
Oh.
So I have, but I'm so, yeah, no, get the self-care and get everything in.
Okay, and so
your affirmations.
Productive, positive energy, and then my affirmation will be, okay, first affirmation is...
Oh, there's two. Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna say this one.
Okay.
I will...
I'm putting my, like, ear near the mic so I can hear this.
I will approach and handle conflict maturely and reasonably and calmly. And that means a lot coming from me because I'm hot-headed and me and my family
boxed.
Like, oh, me and my mom just, she's going to look at me the wrong way one time. It's on. So I'm going to be calm. I'm going to take my five-minute walk if I need to take my five-minute walk. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to look at my to-do list and my calendar.
No, do that.
And I'm going to speak calmly.
Get a little, like...
serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to move along with
life. Yeah, good on you. I love that.
Let's see next week. Let's see next week how that goes.
Let's see next episode where RJ tells us, I got into a fight. Comes in with a black eye.
Yeah, literally.
Got into a fight. Okay, what's your second affirmation?
What's my next one? Okay, I'm going to be grateful for the life that I've built for myself.
That's gorgeous.
Because having the job and the law school and moving at once is really stressful. But the flip side of that is I have a job, I have a house, I have a degree.
It must,
and I did that myself and I should just be like happy
sit
I have
in
those.
That moment and like what's the word? You need to sit in the moment, kind of like bathe in the moment, bask in it, and then remind yourself that I've come so far with everything that I've got and just like breathe.
Yeah, I think that's my
affirmations. Beautiful. I love that so much, RJ. I am sending you so much love.
Thanks.
For the week ahead. You've got this in the bag, girl. You've got this in the bag. My turn. So I feel like my tea always changes every time I write it down, so I'm just not going to look at it. So my thoughts for the week ahead. I start my final semester of university next week.
Really?
My final
your undergrad. Oh my God, I didn't even realize because I'm in second year.
You're
technically.
You're in second year technically. You left me.
Oh.
We would have been on the same boat,
you're
sis.
Graduate.
Nah, thank you, thank you. I am graduating at the end of this year.
Ah, that's so weird.
Ah, no, it's so weird.
Oh my
God,
Shani, I never even thought about this.
It's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy.
My God.
Yucky though. It's weirdly crazy. But I'm getting all these emails saying, apply for this grad program. Apply for that. Apply for this. Apply for that. Do this. Do that. And it's giving me so much anxiety to the point where I'm like, oh my God, like I don't know what to do. So I'm starting my final semester from next week. And so my thoughts are really jambled about this. I'm like, I kind of want it
jambled.
To be over and I want it to be over and done with.
Yeah.
But I also want to like, oh my God,
enjoy. I studying enjoy is an enjoyable experience sometimes.
It is.
The
so,
vibe.
Why did you say it like that? Sometimes.
No,
it's so true though. The vibes of studying, the vibes of going to uni, you know, all of
flexible
that.
Flexible
schedule, working around it, being productive. It's like such a thing, right? So I really, 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 really am going to miss that. But I am still so happy to get it over and done with. So I think like my thoughts are really like all over the place in regards to that. And I just really need to take a moment to sit down and just be like, girl, this is what you're getting yourself into. This is what you're going to do. My energy for the week ahead. Honestly, I'm going to take it like a champ. I am also kind of, you know, investing some positive energy into myself for the week ahead. I'm so excited to go back to uni after being in Sydney for like a whole month. I'm excited to go to a few social gatherings. A lot of 21sts are coming up and a lot of family events are happening. So I'm really keen on getting back into my social life because I've been so like moody and down because I'm like, I'm just burnt out. And then also on top of that, putting some positive energy. Really maintaining my health. I have been suffering. Oh my God, don't even. I have to go to the doctor about this. This is how bad it is. I think I have a really bad case of insomnia at the moment, which has happened a lot in the past. In regards to just, like, growing up as a kid, like, I never slept. Like, my mum would always keep, like, the lounge light on as a kid because she knew I would just get up and go watch TV or something, or just sit there and, like, I could never sleep. Or my dad would stay up late for me sometimes, I remember as a kid, like, just because I could. It's just always been a thing that I've had, and it's only happened when I have extreme, like a very weird sense of anxiety or, like, a very, like, I have a lot of thoughts in my head and like, oh, like I'm feeling really down. So I stay up at night and it kind of ruins my mental health and well-being. And I go into like places feeling like down, especially I think it's really started. It started like a few months ago, but I think I'm really starting to see like a change in my moods, a change in my energy, a change in like everything. So I really need to maintain my mental health and well-being. And next week I'm literally going to book an appointment and say, hey, what are some good ways to maintain my health and get rid of this insomnia? But like, I need to maintain my health for this week ahead. And also and I won't let uni on top of my stress and like my anxiety like ruin my mindset. So I'm so looking forward to maintaining my health. My affirmations for the week is I'm not a perfect person, but that's okay.
Ooh.
I feel like I need to remind myself that I'm not a perfect person. I am still struggling to depend on people, to depend on myself, to come with like a lot of, what is the word? Like, I need to come with a lot of like, in your way, like maturity. Like, I need to really focus on me and really understand the fact that I am not always going to be like to a standard other people hold me. Like, I'm not always going to be a perfect sister. I'm not always going to be a perfect person. I'm not going to be a perfect daughter. I'm not going to be a perfect friend. But that, at the end of the day, that's my own thing to work through. And in order for me to do that, I need to let my guard down. I need to actually not be so harsh on myself. And, like, I'm allowed to be down. I'm allowed to walk in rooms and be like, I can't be bothered today. Or, like, I'm allowed to, like, talk or, like, tell a friend, like, oh, like, I'm not feeling up to today's...
Yeah, not have unbelievable standards for yourself.
Exactly. Like, I'm not feeling up to much. And I think I was doing that this week where people would be like, can we go get coffee? And I'm like, oh, nah.
Mm.
Or, like, I would... purpose, like at work last week, I can't believe I touched down in Sydney literally, like oh my god, what the hell, like I literally touched down in Sydney recently, but like last week at work, like people were like, you look so flat today, and I'm like, because I can be, like I can't always just be this type of person to really like really be upbeat all the time. I feel like that's such a personality,
especially when you're bubbly,
that I have.
Oh, the moment that you're not, people are like, oh my god, like, what's wrong? You're depressed,
exactly.
I'm like, bro, I just like this.
I'm allowed to have my RBF sometimes, like I'm allowed,
yeah,
but nah, like so I think it's like I need to be really easy on myself and say like, I'm not a perfect person, that's okay, that is totally like fine. I don't know why I'm so harsh on myself in order to be someone I'm not. But yeah, that's my affirmation for the week ahead.
Okay.
And I'm awesome. So keen for us to have a good week, I guess.
Yep.
Yours sounds busy, but I'm just letting you know I'm here for you if you need something, if you need anything. Moving house is not easy, I bet. But yeah, I'm here for you. I have pretty much a free week.
I'm going to be putting my gardening gloves on.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this. A really hectic, good, chill episode.
It was so many topics in one episode.
I loved it, though.
Yeah.
It was, like, so needed. We need to do one of these, like,
next.
Yeah. We'll do, like, fun, like, little ones where we just chill. We don't really have a set agenda where we just want to talk about one topic for, like,
the whole
hour. So I love this one. This was definitely much needed, especially coming back from
good
a
to
long
start
time.
Off.
Yeah, I love your necklace, by the way. But anyways,
thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, everyone, and we will see you
next week.
Bye.
That's why we must be taking high. You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nidolia McKenna.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna. Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.